Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Kelly, we are getting ready for Thanksgiving. The cost of a Thanksgiving meal, how much are we looking at overall?
Yeah, so the American Farm Bureau Federation, they just released their 39th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey, and it's actually good news for us, which I think is much needed right now. It's $58.08 for your classic holiday feast for 10, so that works out to just about $5.80. Now, that might kind of seem low if you're thinking about a feast for 10 people, but turkey, for example, is $1.40 per pound right now. And then this would include sort of your traditional sides like potatoes and green beans and cranberry sauce. So I'm not talking, 20 different dishes at the table, but that price is actually a 5% decrease from 2023. And that was overall down about 9.5% since 2022. So good news. We're trending in the right direction.
Which of the Thanksgiving goods has come down the most in price?
Turkey, which is great. It's the star of the show, right? I mentioned the whole bird is $1.40 per pound. That's down 16% from last year, and it's the lowest it's been in 5 years. So this is actually taking us back. This is something that we've seen that's down versus pre-pandemic, which, of course, a lot of folks are eating turkey and they're eating a lot of it. You always get sides. So that's definitely some good news there.
Which of the items have crept up in price?
So cranberries are up 16%, funny enough, it's sort of balancing out the turkey. Table wine is also up. But then you see things like pumpkins and red potatoes, those are down. If you're thinking about making mashed potatoes, which is always a staple at my table, red potatoes are down, whereas golden potatoes are actually up. So maybe go for the red ones this year.
Has the post-pandemic price increases, have they finally come down to where we were before the pandemic?
Overall, no. And I think that's a really important point, just because we are seeing Thanksgiving prices, that sort of overall meal cost that I mentioned to you, down versus last year and the year before, we are still above pre-pandemic levels. So, yes, you may not be spending as much as you did last year, but I think folks who are saying, wow, I think back to a few years ago, I still feel like I'm shelling out more. That feeling is absolutely correct.
And so when it comes to the Thanksgiving holiday this year, from a food standpoint, a food price standpoint, what's the biggest bargain?
I think that the biggest bargain is sort of the turkey piece of it, with how much it's come down. But I was actually doing some research, kind of tips to save, and there were a couple that stood out to me. So fresh veggies are always more expensive than frozen. I always thought, well, it's not going to taste as good. Actually, there is no difference between frozen and fresh, according to the food experts that I was speaking to, and that's a good way to save money. Another one that I didn't think of is buying a store-made pie. I was looking pumpkin pies. I saw a $10 one at my store. And then you think about, $10, that's kind of a lot. I could just make that at home. All the cost of the ingredients that goes into it when you're buying your eggs and your flour and your sugar. And of course, you never use the full bag, and then you forget that it's there next year. So those are kind of some ways to make the money go a little bit further.